Johnson, how are you?
Hey, I'm here. Thank you for asking. I'm doing well, Lisa. How are you?
Doing great. Are you spending Thanksgiving with Stacy and the kids? Are you going to a relative's house? Who's cooking?
All right. So it's my turn to host this year. So it's going to be me, of course, my wife and children, and nieces and nephews, siblings. Of course, my father will be with us along with our stepmother. So it's going to be a great time. And now I just got to figure out who's going to be responsible for all the dishes.
Yeah, that's so fun. Hey, it looks like Greg Bovino will not be here for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Got to say, I'm not heartbroken about that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, his departure could not have come soon enough. And, you know, as you know, and your listeners know, you know, how this administration has treated, you know, human beings and the people of the city of Chicago and working people across America has just been reprehensible. You know, between ICE and Border Patrol, shot a U.S. citizen 5 times, then bragged about it. You know, they've been caught lying in federal court, you know, arresting people based upon the way they look, you know, violently detained a daycare teacher, tear gas police officers, and a Halloween parade. It's just, they've certainly have left a trail of tears and a lot of chaos. And, you know, we know it was not about safety. It was about intimidation and fear. And, you know, I'm glad the city of Chicago and the people of Chicago stood strong together, pushed back against this tyrant.
They really did. I have to say, Chicago stood strong. Even the white suburban moms came in from the western suburbs to stand outside of Broadview, to sit down, have a sit-in, an old-fashioned sit-in, stood up, got cuffed and taken away. But the point was to raise awareness and to show that all of us are affected.
No, that's right. That's who we are. And again, you know, between the governor, the Cook County Board President, and other elected leaders, and even, quite frankly, the media, right? Because, you know, they shot at protesters, journalists, and a minister with pepper balls, right? We're all impacted, black, brown, white, Asian. You know, look, the city of Chicago in this region is home to so many different immigrants from around the world. And it's just a place that makes us strong. Our diversity is our strength. And if the president was actually serious about the two things that he claimed, you know, immigration, he would pass immigration reform, right? It's broken. We know that. We can fix it. He's got the power to do it. And if it was about safety, you know, he would not have literally withheld resources that allow us to get illegal weapons off the streets of Chicago and programs that prevent violence. So, again, I'm doing everything in my power, using every single tool that's available to me to protect all of Chicago.
Your Honor, the Border Patrol is taking credit for the work of the Chicago Police Department, it seems, or at least that was the crux of an announcement, a press release you put out earlier today. Tell me about that and what you make of the latest crime stats.
Yeah, well, first of all, at least people are admitting that violent crime and crime is down in Chicago. Now it's a matter of, again, you know, the President of the United States of America trying to take credit for the work that our police department, quite frankly, has done an incredible job. It's not just them alone. You all know, I believe, youth employment, mental and behavioral health care services, building more affordable homes, investing in our education, all of that plays a part in building safer communities. You know, and it is insulting to our police department, you know, for these, you know, this renegade, you know, personalized, privatized, essentially, police force by the President of the United States of America, taking claim and credit for the work that we've done. You know, but we're going to stay focused. We know we have a lot of work to do, right? One shooting, one homicide, one too many. There are people who are still deeply impacted by violent crime in our city. And that's why I'm using every single tool that's available to me to make the critical investments to create opportunities while also holding people accountable. And what the president has done, he's done nothing to drive violence down the city of Chicago. It's been the hard work of our police department and the investments that we're making in our communities.
There are reports out there today that say you're floating the idea of changing your corporate head tax from companies with 100 or more employees to 200 or more employees. Is that true?
Well, what I can say is that, you know, I put forth a proposal that's going to protect Chicago and that's going to keep making investments in community safety. I've always said that, you know, my values, I don't negotiate, but working through the details, you know, I'll do that. And I think what's most important here is that, you know, these corporations that, you know, took another nice tax break from the President of the United States of America, we're asking them to pay their fair share and put more skin in the game. And here's the thing. Look, I talk to corporate leaders all the time. when they come and sit in front of me, they talk about safety. And, you know, these resources are going to go directly towards youth employment. It's going to go towards our CVI workers, which are our community violence intervention workers, which has been proven to drive violence down. It's going to go towards making sure that our families, unfortunately, who have been victims of domestic violence and gender-based violence, that we fully fund those programs. And then finally, which I think is incredibly important, it's going to go towards the mental health and well-being of our first responders, our police officers and our firefighters, and, you know, our workers who are on the front line who are experiencing trauma day to day. We're going to make sure that their health care, particularly their mental health care, is fully funded and supported.
Your Honor, then, how is the higher number playing with the city council? Are you picking up more votes?
Well, like it's always going to be a close line, right, for the type of value system that I'm pushing. I know I'm asking people to do more and to do things differently, you know, but I feel confident that we'll have the votes that we need to be able to pass a budget that, again, is designed to protect working people across the city of Chicago. Because, look, the alternative that has been floated, it's, you know, people, I've asked folks, like, if this is a particular revenue-generating stream that you're not comfortable with, give me an alternative. It either goes silent, or they talk about property taxes, laying people off, cutting services, liquor tax. I've heard that one before. You know, again, just more taxes. But I think that would place a stronger burden and a heavier burden on working people. And if we're committed to protecting all of Chicago, then, you know, to have a budget that does anything less than that, I think would be a disappointment.
Mayor Johnson, that was your last question ever from Steve Bertrand after 40 years on WGN. Yeah. Tomorrow is his very last day.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, I would imagine, as you get a chance to move into the next phase of your life. But I hope that you will come and hang out with us on New Year's Eve, right? We have an incredible announcement that we made.
Look at this. So, look at this. He's turning this into something about
promotion.
Him. This is about me, Your Honor.
No,
come on.
I want you to come and have a good time and ring in the New Year.
Just 1 minute.
Downtown Chicago.
I go back to covering Harold Washington. So it's been a long, long time. I was there the day Harold died. And, Your Honor, I love this city. I, as a kid from a farm town, would come through here and dream of living here and being part of it one day. And that's been realized. And I just want you to know, when I leave, I won't be leaving. I want you, I want any mayor of the city of Chicago to succeed. I want this great place to become an even greater place, and I'm hoping you're going to get that done.
Yeah, well, thank you for those encouraging words, and thank you for that history. And look, all of Chicago, we're certainly proud of you, and, you know, the community in which raised you, that, you know, helped develop, you know, the person that you have ultimately become and been, I would imagine they're all proud of you as well. So thank you for all of your pointed questions, your curiosity, and the way that you've covered news over the course of a few decades now. That's an impressive feat, and it's not lost to me as someone who knows that the people deserve, you know, accountability and a real understanding about how government is impacting their lives. You certainly have done that, and you have not disappointed the people that have entrusted you over the course of 40 years.
All right, I guess I'll see you on New Year's.
yes, it's a big deal. You know, and it really speaks to, I think, what you're getting at. I think Chicago should be a year-round destination. The winter should not stop people from coming to hang out. And as you know, we had a great summer, the essentially the most successful summer we've ever had, 3.5 million people coming downtown to visit our city. Landing this deal was important. It's another example of how, like, we're really building a safe and affordable big city for everyone. A lot of work to do, but, yeah, looking forward to ringing in the new year. But in the meantime, I want to be able to celebrate a budget. And so if I can get that passed, you know, before Thanksgiving, then that would make dinner a lot easier.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck with that.
You're welcome. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mayor.
Bye-bye.
Mayor Brandon Johnson.